Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just want to make mention before I go and forget that whenever we have situations like this weather-wise, always use your own discretion, whether there is church or not, okay? This morning was a difficult morning, to say the least. Several of us slid right by the church driveway, including myself, and had to turn around and come back. And it can be dangerous. And I know that we've got people coming from Cheektowaga, from Lindenville, from Attica, and all over the place. And so please use your own discretion as to whether or not you feel safe to get here. And we'll make do as we are today, okay? It's not worth risking your life over, all right? However, we will have cancellations. If they are, we put it on Facebook immediately. And then channels 2, 4, and 7, you can check those and watch the crawls there across the bottom of the screen, and they'll tell you if we've been canceled or not. So, and we're under Alabama, so that shouldn't be too bad to find right at the beginning of the list, all right? How many of you had a good Thanksgiving? Did y'all have a good Thanksgiving? Yeah? All right, I'm glad to hear that. I know that it can be difficult getting together with family sometimes. I know you guys don't have that problem. But sometimes it can be that way, you know? And when you get everybody together for that Thanksgiving meal, oh, feathers get ruffled in a hurry, don't they? You know, and it feels like things can be dangerous, in fact. but, you know, when we remember why we're doing it, it helps to alleviate some of those things. If it all becomes focused on the meal, then it's easier for those things to happen, isn't it? Okay? But if we remember why we're there, why are we doing this? We're doing this because we're just so grateful and so thankful for what God has done. And yes, it is a tradition, and families in many cases will gather together, and we remember what our early country looked like. And when we've seen those pictures when the pilgrims were gathering with the Indians, they were thankful. Why were they thankful? Because they made it, you know, through another year. They made it through another year, and they were grateful for their indigenous friends for helping them, and they invited them to come and to celebrate. You know, let's be thankful together, and let's thank our Creator for providing these things that we are still alive, because it was really difficult trying to find food and to be able to cultivate the land when it's all new to you, you know. And I don't want that to necessarily be our focus, but the focus is thankfulness. And that is so very important. The Bible talks about being thankful all throughout the Bible. It is a common thread that is woven. Some of you here are sewers, you know, and tailors, and you make things, you can knit things, you can do a needle and thread and all of those things. And if you look at one side of what you've created, it's very beautiful. But if you look at the backside, you see all the mess of all the threads, and they're just going every which way and things like that in many cases. But the face of that is just so beautiful. But behind it, you see all of the threads that were necessary to make that face look so beautiful, don't you? And in the same way, the Bible is woven throughout it with thankfulness. There are many difficult things that have been experienced in the Bible. Many wrong decisions. Many really, really bad decisions made by really good people. Okay? And yet, throughout the Bible, we see this thankful theme that is going on, and we see a lot of it in Psalms. A lot of it is in Psalms, and a bulk of Psalms is written by David and Solomon and a few others, but if you think of just David the psalmist, he made some pretty bad decisions, didn't he, at times? All right? And yet, in Psalms, we see how thankful he is. He had a thankful heart. And God called him a man after my own heart, after God's own heart. Even though he made mistakes, even though he was at times sinful, David was always seeking God's presence. David loved God's presence. And as Jesus quoted a lot of the things that David had written in the Psalms, even on the cross. Jesus quoted the Psalms. And everything that Jesus did was not to represent himself, but so much more. Who? His Father. His Father. Always his Father. Always representing his Father. And as we consider the season which we are in, thankfulness is so very, very important. And I don't say it just because it's Thanksgiving week. All right? I don't say it just because it's the right thing to do at this time of the year. And, you know, as a pastor, you feel like that a lot of times. Well, I got to preach the traditional Thanksgiving sermon and the week of Thanksgiving, and then Easter comes or whatever, and then you do the same thing. And honestly, that creates a lot of stress for a pastor to have to make it fresh and new every time and stuff when it's thousands of years old. But the message of the Bible throughout it so often is Thanksgiving. And I want to view and to absorb and to take in some of that scripture today as we took in probably a really good meal recently, okay? Let's do that together. Would you turn with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34? 1 Chronicles chapter 16. Verse 34 and 35. Wow, you guys are like really quiet. I'm not used to that. I'm not used to you guys being quiet. Praise the Lord. 34 and 35. Yeah, I heard you. Now listen, give thanks to the Lord. Why? For he is good and his love endures forever. Cry out, save us, God our Savior. Gather us and deliver us from the nations that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. I won't be able to get to even more than a handful of verses today, but you can find, if you just do a search on thanks, if you Google it or something like that, use a search engine and you Google thanks in Scripture, so many different scriptures come out throughout the Word of God. Some are commanding us to give thanks. Others are doing it, are giving thanks, you know. And a lot of the songs that we sing, we sang songs this morning. Some of them were talking about that very thing, you know? But give thanks to the Lord. Why? For he is good and his love endures forever. His love. The Bible says that these three things remain. What are they? Faith, hope, and love. All right? But the greatest of these is what? Love. The greatest of these is love, the Bible says. Praise the Lord. Let's turn to chapter 5 of Ephesians. Does your Bible have an Ephesians in it? Verses 19 through 20. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 19 through 20. Now listen, he's continuing in how he's telling Christians how to live, okay? And he says, he's giving them instruction. These are the things that you should do in the days in which we are living, in evil days. Don't be involved in such things, evil and debauchery and all of these things. But he says, speaking to one another in verse 19, with psalms and hymns and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. When we worship God, that is what we are doing. We are giving thanks to God. We are glorifying Him. We are offering our praise and our worship to Him. We are lifting Him up. We are lifting Him up. In verse 20, it says, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, there's not always good things going on in our lives. They're not always pleasant. They're not always joyful. But the Bible says, give thanks. Why do you suppose it says that? Why do you suppose it says, give thanks in all things? Because God knows that there's going to be difficult things that come in our lives. And if we focus on Him and give thanks even in the midst of those things, it focuses our hearts and our minds on Him, and those mountains that surround us don't seem so big anymore. Amen. And that's something that we have to teach ourselves. When we are in those trials and different things that come, these adversities that come in our lives, we give thanks to God and we remember what He has done. Thank you, God, for getting me through this. Thank you, God, for providing this for me. Thank you, God, that I eat every day. Thank you that I have a place that's warm and comfortable. Thank you that I have a church and a church family. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of Christ our Lord. Let's turn to Psalms. Psalms 95, verses 2 and 3. Let us come before Him. Who, and it's referencing the verse prior to it, I'll just read that. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. And then verse 2, let us come before Him with thanksgiving and extol Him with music and song. Let's lift high His name. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. I love that part. In His hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to Him. Come before Him with thanksgiving. Praise His name. I want to take you to another psalm. Let's go to Psalm 100. And you may remember the band that I used to be in, which was PS 100, and that's where we got that from. Psalm 100, in verse 4. And you may recognize this scripture because it's written right on the walls of our fellowship hall, which used to be our sanctuary not so long ago. We had that beautifully painted in calligraphy form by someone that was an artist in our midst, in our congregation, and Terry Mathewson, who her and her husband Gary are now working with Harvest Hands Ministries down in Mexico. And but she was the one that did that work. But it says, enter His gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and here it is again, his love endures forever. And his faithfulness continues through all generations. God is faithful, and we've said it here, that God has a 100% faithfulness rating. Amen. We took a poll. God has a 100% faithfulness rating. But as we enter into his gates, if you will, considering the temple in which the writer would be talking about, come into the, enter his gates with thanksgiving. So you're on your way there. This would be like on your ride here today. Give thanks to the Lord. Begin to praise God on your way to church so that when you get here, your heart is prepared and ready to worship God. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. It's like you're getting closer and closer to the presence of God. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Let's read another one in Psalm. Psalm 9, verse 1. Psalm chapter 9, verse 1. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of your wonderful deeds. You see, the psalmist here is recounting what God has done. He's thankful for what God has done for him. And he's telling God, I will thank you, Lord, with all of my heart, and I'll tell everybody else what you did for me. I'll be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. There is just an attitude of gratitude. Do you see that in these scriptures? And that is the way we are supposed to, as believers, we are supposed to live our lives with an attitude of gratitude. Let that sink in. Yeah? The rhyme of it should help. We should have an attitude of gratitude as we think on what God has done. As we think of our heritage and how God brought the Israelites out of slavery, 400 years of slavery. And God freed them by his mighty right hand and showed his power and displayed his might to the whole world by controlling that which he had created. And what was that? All of the nature things, right? He controlled the wind and the sky and fire and the clouds and all of these things He controlled the animals, he controlled the water, he controlled the things in the water as he sent all of these plagues upon Egypt because Pharaoh would not listen. All right? And it also says in there that God did what to Pharaoh? He hardened Pharaoh's heart. God is even controlling the one in charge. Don't miss that. God is controlling all of nature, causing the whole world to take notice of his power and his might. But he's also controlling the heart of the man in charge. He hardened Pharaoh's heart. Why? That seems like a nasty thing to do to somebody, just so that you can beat him back down, doesn't it? But God did that so that, because of his rejection, his refusal to obey, God displayed who he was to everybody else. And displayed his favor upon who? The Israelite people, the Hebrew people. God is displaying who he was. And as Israel, years later, would look back, and when we celebrate communion, They were celebrating Passover, remembering in this communion service what God had done. He had passed over the homes of those that had the blood on the doorposts of their houses. They were, in fact, giving thanks. God had rescued them from their enemies, from their oppressors. God had set them free to follow Him now. They were giving thanks for what God had done. And so often, it is so very important, friends, to get into the habit of thanking God for what He has done. When we even are in the face of difficult problems and difficulties in our lives, thank God for what He has done in the past and thank Him for what He's about to do. Do you follow? Thank God for what He has done because it builds our faith. It builds our faith when we recount what God has done. Thanksgiving is a lifestyle. Thanksgiving is a way of life. We give thanks to God in all things, good and bad, whatever we do. Let's turn to Colossians, chapter 3, Colossians. Colossians, chapter 3, verse 17. And whatever you do, it says, whether in word or deed, do it all. Do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Doing what? Giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Notice that it's like going to the Father, but we're thanking through Jesus. It's like Jesus is the way. Jesus is how we get to the Father. Jesus said, no one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And we see that demonstrated in scriptures like this, that, you know, giving thanks to God the Father through Jesus Christ the Son. Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, so in your actions also, this is saying, give thanks to God in your actions. Don't let it just be your word. Let your actions, let your lifestyle live out a lifestyle of thanksgiving to God through Christ Jesus. All right? Also, use your words if necessary. Thank God with your words. The Bible says, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Let your heart overflow with love and joy to the Savior. Amen. Always giving thanks, whatever you do. Whether in word or deed, give thanks to God. And just a short distance away, let's turn to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Verses 6 through 7. This scripture is so very important in the world in which we live. Anxiety is, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the most prescribed medication. It is the It is a problem that is dealt with by medication more often than any other prescription. And it is growing like wildfire, and it's affecting not only adults, all right? You would think maybe adults in mid-age, all right? Something like that would be where anxiety could be a problem, but it's affecting not only that area, but younger ones. Children, ages eight, are being prescribed medications. Why? Because of anxiety. What are we so worried about? Why are our children requiring medication for anxiety, friends? It's an epidemic. It is of epidemic proportions. But this is what God's word says. Don't be anxious. If you could just picture, just close your eyes just for a moment. Just picture a grandfather in a living room, and there's a fireplace, and grandpa's sitting in his easy chair, but around him are young children, all right, maybe his grandbabies, and they're looking up to him, and he's looking down to them, and he's saying to them, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. You can open your eyes. It's as if God is sitting down with us, and he's saying, listen, I know that you're anxious. I know that you got bills to pay. And I know that this relationship is difficult for you. And I know, you know, you got to do all these. I know your car is giving you trouble. I know you got problems with your family. I know that you got this and that. Listen, in light of all of those things, don't be anxious about them. I got it. And I got you. There was an old movie, you may remember it, Superman. And you may remember Lois Lane. This is the old school one I'm talking about. But he says to her, as she is falling, or I think he is taking her on a, a little flight, if you will, all right? And she's scared, and she's afraid she's going to fall, and he says to her, don't worry, I've got you. And she says to him, you've got me. Who's got you? You've got me. That I see, but who's got you? Right? God has us, and we don't need to worry. Who's got him? He's got it. He's got you. He's got the situation that you're dealing with. All right? He's got the financial situation that you're dealing with. He's got the physical situation that you're dealing with. That'll scare you. He's got the relational thing that you're dealing with. Some of us are prone to anxiety. We worry about every little thing. We need to train ourselves to trust God. That is a lifelong goal. That's a lifelong thing, learning to trust God. We never get there. We just keep learning. We just keep learning. And you know what? We get better at it each time. We doubt less and we trust more. And that's growth. That's maturity. And that's faith. And that's what God wants. Don't be anxious, he's saying to us. Don't worry. But in everything, in every situation, in light of all of these things going on you, by prayer and petition, that means you're bringing it to God with thanksgiving. Notice that recipe there. Prayer and petition and thanksgiving. You bundle all that up and you bring it to God. And you say, Daddy, I'm worried about this. I'm worried about this relationship. Somebody is after me, and now I've got to try to put that fire out, Lord. I'm worried about it. I don't know what to say to them. I'm worried about letting people down. Now listen to what he says. After prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present these requests to God. And the peace, isn't that what the answer is? Isn't that what we need? The peace of God, which transcends all understanding. That means that even when we don't understand it, God's got it. Amen. The peace of God that transcends, that goes beyond all understanding, will guard, will protect your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That means that we can all get rid of all of our medications. Well, be careful with that. Be careful with that. But God has His prescription for anxiety right there. Right there. I can't tell you how many times I have had to read and just continue to keep reading these scriptures. Sometimes the weight is heavy. Sometimes the responsibility is great. God, help me not to be anxious about anything. But in everything, with prayer and petition and thanksgiving, may I present my requests to you. And let your peace that I don't even understand protect my heart and my mind, that I may not worry, that I may trust in you, Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to stop there. I really want you to take this home with you. These are things, and yes, it is relevant to celebrate Thanksgiving, and it's relevant to give a message on Thanksgiving, but it's so much more than that. It's so much more. It is strategic. It is a prescription for peace in our lives if we will remember to thank God even in the difficult times, because it demands our focus on Him. It causes us to focus on Him. And when our eyes are on God, our eyes are not on the problem. God's got the problem, and God's got you, friends. He's in charge. He's in control. Don't worry, but give thanks. Would you stand with me today? I'm so glad that you came today and that you weathered the storms today. And I know that it is not easy. Some of you are dealing with weather things. Some of you are dealing with distance. Some of you are dealing with children that you're trying to get up and get ready to come to church. And that's tough. But I'm proud of you for doing that. You're making Christ, you're making things of God a priority in your life. And I'm proud of you for doing that. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and the tossing of the sea. People will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. Well, yes, that is very relevant. That is very relevant to the world in which we are living. We're going to be seeing more and more of those things. And brother, would you close us with a song as we remember and we give thanks for what God has done? Amen.